Ex-Muslim shares why I became Catholic. A number of years ago, I did an interview with my friend Rita. Rita grew up in a Muslim home, then joined the Catholic Church. Her story is a powerful testimony about God's love, and we've never shared her testimony on this channel before. So today, I'd like to share it with you. You don't want to miss it. But can you help us spread this message? And it's very simple. Just like this video and share this video. Then YouTube sees you do that and then promotes this video more to other people. So we get to spread the message together. So with that, this is God's story in Rita's life, who was Muslim, then joined the Catholic Church.
I grew up in a Muslim home, family of 7 children, and we were all supposed to have arranged marriages as girls in the family. Our vision of God was, we were raised in the Muslim faith, so we believed Allah was God. If we got a paper cut or stubbed our toe, he would say God is punishing us. That was always the case. That was all we understood. We didn't have a personal relationship with him or any connection. It was just, he's greater than we are and he's out to smite us. And so that was what I kind of grew up around. And when I was 9 years old, I met neighbors 2 doors down. They were devout Catholics. But as I was getting to know them, I started to just recognize the peace in their home, the peace in their relationships, and how they treated one another, and how it was very contrasting from my own family. Our family was very distant, very impersonable, very secretive, didn't like anybody knowing anything about them. It wasn't uncommon for the cops to be there just because there was domestic violence in the home. There was no peace, there was a lot of fear. And so contrasting it from this family, where their interactions were more peaceful, they really cared about one another, and they really cared about people that they didn't even know. Seeing how they really wanted to reach out to the community and do good beyond their home was really inspiring. And in their home, they had a crucifix in every room. It was really beautiful. I didn't understand it altogether. When I started learning more about Jesus as God in their home and how they took time to pray with one another at bedtime and before meals, something was really stirring in my heart from the beginning of who is this man and why did he die on the cross for us? Because for so long I was learning about this God named Allah who was always punishing us. So to think about Christ's love for us and for everybody was really, really striking. I also remember going into the Catholic Church for the first time. I just remember being in awe of the peace. It was so quiet, unlike I've ever seen or experienced. And then when we stayed for Mass, I didn't understand what was going on at the altar, but what I knew was that it was a time to be reverent. So I ended up going to Mass with this family on Sundays. So I would sleep at home on Saturday and leave Sunday morning. Well, Sunday morning, it was always very easy for me to leave my house. My siblings and my parents were always sleeping in. So it was easy for me to leave. And then usually I came back and they'd all still be sleeping. So this one Sunday morning, I remember coming back and Dad asking where I was. And so I told him I was at Mass. And he said I couldn't go. He forbid me to ever go again. And I respected that. I really began to realize how much I missed it. This was probably a time lapse within a few months. And I didn't understand why Dad wanted to keep me from something so beautiful. Because the church, the community, learning more about Christ and Mary. It was just so enriching in my own life that I realized what a loss it was when it wasn't in my life anymore. And then it was there that I realized I had to become Catholic. And so it was when I was talking to my priest, he said, yeah, that's wonderful, but you have to get your parents' permission. And I remember saying to him, you might as well forget about it because that will never happen. And he told me, you know, if God wills it, he will make it happen. I knew in that moment that I needed to trust God. There was nothing I physically could do, emotionally or anything, to make this happen. I can actually recall that moment of being in front of the TV. I was laying on my stomach and my heart began to race, and I knew I had to ask, but I just was at a loss for words. But the neighbors 2 doors down, they taught me 2 prayers. The Hail Mary was my first prayer, and Come Holy Spirit. But in that moment, I was saying, Come Holy Spirit, because I knew there was something that needed to happen. It shocks me what happened next, because it was so unlike me to just blurt something out. But I just said, so you wouldn't care if I became Catholic then? After his pause, he said, no, I don't care. Do whatever you want. So I just zipped my lip and turned around, started watching TV like nothing would have happened. And when I went to talk to the priest about it, he said, well, I guess that's as close as we're going to get. So then I went to the church, received my sacraments. Mom was there. My heart was rejoicing and overjoyed with experiencing Jesus in my heart, especially receiving him in First Communion. And that was a huge grace. Oh, I just remember it thinking, wow, what a gift to receive the King, who I've accepted as King and the God of my life, to receive him in his body and blood. My sister went in my closet, and I'm not a secretive person, so she just found the baptismal certificate and pictures just laying there. And so she showed my dad. And oh, Dad was so mad. What I heard him say was that she's not my daughter. He was furious. He was so angry. He just didn't want nothing to do with me. And usually he was known for being a little more physical, but I thought, like, if he ever found out, he could kill me, and I really feared that. I really felt like there would be a serious reprimand once he found out. Because it was just over time, he would just talk so badly about Christians, and even after he gave me permission, he intentionally never spoke to me for several years after that. Like, he just never spoke to me. He wanted nothing to do with me. And it was very hard emotionally because I was so close to him. But because I knew his more physical nature to, like, hit or use some sort of weapon in the house, he just never touched me. And I knew that God was protecting me. And because Dad, I wasn't allowed to eat, I remember Mom having to come feed me after she came home. It would have been past midnight from work, and so she'd bring me a little plate of food, and yeah, I was just so afraid of my dad. So I moved out 1 year later after Dad had found out and I was mistreated in the home. I never had a chance to see my dad till 9 years later. I always felt like that number was very significant, because 9 in the church is, like, all the rosaries, the novenas I've said for him, the masses I've attended, just always prayed for my father. So 9 years later, I saw my dad for the first time. And that encounter with him was really a cherished moment. And he was asking me why I'm so happy. And I just told him, it's Christ that lives in me. It's not me. Like, for him, that could have been a significant moment for him to know that it's just Jesus. It's not me. And it's just me constantly pursuing him and desiring that relationship with him, that my life looks like the way it does today.
Rita is a dear friend of ours, and we've known her for a very long time. And one of the things that I've always admired about her is her authentic joy in Jesus Christ, despite the cost that she's had to pay in seeking him. So Rita, if you're watching, thank you so much for sharing your story. And friends, please comment below what stood out to you and why. I look forward to reading your thoughts, and we will see you next Wednesday. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support.